Hey, what is up, everybody? My name is MJ, and you're listening to the MTGN Quarantine Podcast. As usual, before we begin, I'd like to give a quick shout-out to my local game store, Guardian Games. You can find Guardian Games on the web at ggportland.com. I'd also like to give a huge shout-out and thank you to all the awesome people supporting me over at patreon.com/MTGNQuarantine. So huge round of thank yous to Mr. Big Benz, Anomaly, Nick S., Frugal Brutal, Jen of the Filthy MTG Casuals, and Coach J-Ro for supporting the show. If you'd like to help support the show and help me make more awesome content, head on over to patreon.com/MTGNQuarantine for more information. And since it's the holiday season, you can go on over to Inked Gaming, that's inkedgaming.com, pick up your very own MTG in Quarantine branded playmat. Got two really awesome versions, both the full color logo as well as the grayscale version. They both look amazing, and you're going to want one for you and all of your friends this holiday season. So again, if you're interested, go on over to Inked Gaming, that's inkedgaming.com, search MTG in Quarantine. I will be dropping my link tree and the affiliate link in the episode description below. Definitely go check those out. Every purchase helps support the channel and is greatly appreciated. Brr, it's really cold out there throughout most of the United States and Canada today. And that gave me awesome inspiration to talk about snow permanents. Snow permanents are a subset of magic cards that require or help pump up other snow cards. So again, these could be the snowlands, whether those are just your snow basics or the snow duels that came out, I believe, yes, that came out in Kaldheim, as well as some of them that were also included in the latest Commander Legends set, Battle for Baldur's Gate. And there aren't a whole ton of cards that talk about snow mana or have the snow subtype, but this episode is going to be talking about my five picks for really awesome snow cards in Magic the Gathering. And yes, I'm going to be mentioning a couple of these cards that are obviously objectively powerful. Everyone talks about them. I'm not really interested in talking about them on this episode. Those include Oran Frostfang, which helps you draw cards when a creature you control deals combat damage to a player. Same with an Oran Viper, which does the same thing. There are some legendary creatures out there. Narfi Betrayer King, who gives your other snow creatures +1/+1. You know, these are cards that other creators far better than myself have talked about, so honestly, I'm not going to waste my time talking about those. But again, you don't listen to my podcast to hear about what everyone else talks about, obviously. You are here to listen about the kind of weird and funky things that you can find in Magic the Gathering. So I'm going to talk about five of my top picks for awesome snow cards that exist in Magic the Gathering. So anyway, without further ado, I'd like to get started with my first pick from this selection here, and that is Attacker Valkyrie. Attacker Valkyrie is a 4/5 snow angel costing 4 white-white, has flying and vigilance, and interesting tap ability. It says, when target creature other than Attacker Valkyrie dies this turn, return that card to the battlefield under your control. So again, I do only run this in one deck currently, and it's less than a buck if you're interested in picking it up. It's been printed several times since it originally was printed in Cold Snap back in the day, back 2006 or so, I believe. And what's interesting about this one is it not only provides you a relevant creature type, that being Angel. You know, it's a 4/5 body for 6 mana, which is a little bit underpowered. At least some people think it's underpowered, but the fact that it has flying and vigilance is really good. Obviously, in EDH, we love vigilance, and honestly, vigilance just doesn't get enough play out there because you can attack, and usually someone's going to be open in EDH to or susceptible to flyers. So the fact you can hit for 4 damage and then not have to tap your creature here to be able to do that is amazing. But really, the reason why you're playing this is because of that tap ability. So you can tap this in response to a kill spell. You can, interestingly enough, use this when it's your kill spell on the stack, and then you can try to be able to steal someone's creature. So again, you can utilize this. Again, I love the card Go for the Throat. I find it to be a very, very, very useful kill spell for 1 and a black, instant destroy target on artifact creature. So you could utilize that on one of your opponent's creatures and then tap your Valkyrie in response, targeting that same creature. And if Go for the Throat does resolve, you will then be able to take that creature for yourself. Yeah, again, this is great for a single target removal. This is great for if a board wipe's coming down. Yeah, it's really great to be able to have that modality. And the fact that this is targeting the creature before it dies is really nice, because then its target creature other than Attic or Valkyrie dies this turn. So the fact that you are putting this on the stack doesn't necessarily mean that creature has to die immediately. That creature can die as long as it's during that particular turn. You can then get the creature on the battlefield under your control. So, I mean, I feel like this is a really, really cool effect. It's definitely something that's going to raise a few red flags for your opponents, obviously. So you have to be a little bit careful about how you use this. But if you are able to get even two creatures out of this, even one, honestly, if you're able to get one impactful creature out of this trade before your Valkyrie dies, or, you know, maybe you can get through this multiple cycles. I don't know. But the fact is that you might be able to get multiple creatures off of this, but even just one is really nice. The fact that you can get a creature when it looks like removal or when there is removal on the stack is really nice. And the fact that it has relevant creature type, relevant stats, and keyword abilities is just icing on the cake, honestly. So yeah, that's Attic or Valkyrie, the first snow card I'm going to be talking about here today. The second card, I really had to think about that a little bit. Obviously, there are a lot of snow cards that do different things, and a lot of cards that obviously get a power boost using snow mana. So the second one I am going to be talking about here is Centaur Omen Reader. Centaur Omen Reader was printed only one time back in Future Sight, and that was back in 2007. And it is a 3/3 Centaur Shaman costing 3 and a green. And it reads, as long as Centaur Omen Reader is tapped, creature spells you play cost 2 less to play. Now, this is really interesting because, again, green has a lot of ways to be able to tap creatures. I'm thinking of a card like a Springleaf Drum, for instance, which is an artifact costing 1, which allows you to tap a creature to be able to create 1 mana of any color. And what's really great about this is the fact that, again, you can easily tap this creature. It's a 3/3 for 4, so I mean, it doesn't exactly have imposing stats, but what it does have is this amazing ability to make your creatures cost less. And what green really loves to do, especially creature-focused green decks, especially mono-green decks, is go tall with some big, beefy beaters. And the fact that you can, let's say, use your Springleaf Drum to be able to tap the Omen Reader to give yourself 1 green mana, well, all of a sudden now you're up 3, effectively 3 mana when you try to cast a creature spell that turn. And green has just a ton of really good creatures to be able to play with that mana. So the fact they're able to knock 2 generic mana off every creature spell you cast when this card is tapped is just amazing. The fact it's 31 cents, I don't know why this card doesn't see more play. It's honestly, I've never seen this card actually before doing this episode, but now I actually kind of want to see how to be able to play this, because this ability is great. So I'm checking up EDH Rec. It is currently played in only 1,052 decks as of this recording time. That is honestly nowhere near enough, especially when green has a lot of abilities to be able to tap your creatures down and make them stay tapped. So yeah. I feel like this is a great card, definitely doesn't see enough play, and honestly, even if you attack with this, then your creature spells in your second main phase cost 2 less to play. So, you know, not the most efficient creature, but it doesn't have to be with an awesome ability like that. The third card I'm going to be talking about here is obviously a little bit different. I'm going to be talking about, when Scryfall loads anyway, I'm going to be talking about Mouthen Ronom. Mouthen Ronom, I'm honestly not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but it's a snowland. It taps to add 1 to your mana pool, 1 generic mana. Has another interesting ability, though. You can pay 4 and a snow mana. This is the first time talking about a card that has an activated ability costing a snow mana. You can tap and sacrifice Mouthen Ronom to deal 4 damage to target creature. I first came across this card in the CDH deck database list of Godo Bandit Warlord, and I actually do currently play it in my version of Godo as well, because while it does basically cost you 6 mana to be able to cast, to be able to utilize this activated ability, you're not always going to be able to utilize your mana every turn. And the fact you can deal 4 damage to any target creature is actually not horrible. Obviously, it's a little bit overcosted for this sort of effect compared to other cards, but by itself, the fact it can tap for mana on its own, and then the fact that you can shoot something else of your opponent's is really, really nice. I think this is a decent card to have, especially, let's say, in like a landfall deck where you're going to have enough lands out there to be able to have this sort of effect. Maybe it's kind of nice having it in Godot because, again, it's very difficult to interact with on the stack unless you have a very specific way to be able to deal with this because, again, it is a land with an activated ability, and that's obviously more difficult to deal with than a spell with an activated, or sorry, than with a spell with a targeting ability. So I think this has a lot of flexibility. If you're interested in picking it up, the list copy is a little less than $1 right now. Cold Snap's about $2.50. So if you're interested in finding an interesting utility land that has some applicability in snow decks, I honestly think you should take a look at that card. So anyway, we're going to move on to number 4, and that card is Rime Transfusion. It is a snow enchantment aura costing 1 and a black. And before I get into this card, obviously, if you've been listening to this channel for a long time, I love combat. I love the ability to hit people with large creatures and make them lose their life totals really quickly. And Rime Transfusion does an amazing job of doing that. So again, it's an aura, so you enchant creature. An enchanted creature gets +2/+1 and has pay a snow mana. This creature can't be blocked this turn except by snow creatures. In my experience, you don't necessarily run across a lot of snow creatures. There actually aren't a whole ton of snow creatures out there, and really no easy ways to make creatures into snow creatures. So you basically, it says if you're playing a snow deck or you have snow mana, so in this case, a snow-covered swamp, let's say, your creature not only gets a stats boost, which is +2/+1, which, you know, isn't the best, but the fact you're paying 2 mana, you know, it's a relevant stat boost, and then you can make it unblockable just by basically paying 1 mana. That's a really good rate. Obviously, there are artifacts that do a very similar job that, you know, cost about the same, but they, so I'm obviously thinking about Rogue's Passage, being a land with an activated ability, Trailblazer's Boots, which makes your creatures unblockable basically all the time. Yeah, there are similar functional versions of this that you can run as artifacts, but if you're running black, if you're running snow-covered swamps, and you have a creature that you really want to have hidden for damage for some sort of trigger, or whether it's your commander trying to do Voltron damage or something, the fact that you can pay 1 mana to give your creature unblockable, as well as a nice little stats boost, cannot be understated. This card, again, I haven't seen this before. It's about $2, so it's a little bit on the expensive side, and you're obviously going to need to have snow-covered swamps, which is going to make this a little bit more expensive than just a regular mono black card. But if you have the snow-covered swamps and you have a creature you want to be able to swing through with, or even just some kind of enchantment theme utilizing black, it doesn't even have to be mono black, I think this card could actually be fairly useful. So yeah, I think it has a very nice going rate, very cheap way to be able to get your creatures to swing in and basically be unblockable. And again, just a nice little stats boost. I think this is actually a really, really good card. You should definitely check that out if you have an enchantment build with black, or even if you're just playing black with a creature you want to be able to swing through with. Definitely for Voltron decks. I will definitely be keeping an eye out on this one, especially if I can pick up a whole bunch of snow-covered swamps at some point. And the last card I really wanted to talk about today is a common, actually, from Modern Horizons. You can pick this up for 8 cents. It is Winter's Rest. And there is a snow enchantment aura costing 1 and a blue. And it says enchant creature, when Winter's Rest enters the battlefield, tap enchanted creature. And as long as you control another snow permanent, enchanted creature doesn't untap during its controller's untap step. If you're playing any sort of snow permanents, especially lands, all of a sudden Winter's Rest prevents the creature that this is enchanting from being able to untap. Obviously, there are a lot of similar abilities that do this sort of thing. A lot of sleep effects, you know, that are great and limited. But again, those only tap or allow you to prevent the enchanted creature from untapping for the next turn. And even the ones that prevent creatures from being able to untap do cost 4 mana, typically. So honestly, I think the going rate for this is 3 or 4 mana, and the fact you can do that for 2, as long as you're running other snow permanents, especially snow-covered islands in this case, I think it makes it really nice. So again, this will pretty much only see play in snow decks, because again, the fact that you have to have some mana investment does make this, some monetary investment, I should say, and the fact you have to have other snow-covered lands or creatures typically makes it so that you're only going to play this in a snow deck. And when I look at this on EDH Rec, only 1,800 decks are running this. Top commanders, Jorn, God of Winter, obviously, Narfi, Betrayer King, Marit of the Frost, all three of them legendary snow creatures. You're going to be playing this in snow decks typically because you're going to have other snow permanents. But honestly, even if you only have 1 or 2 snow payoffs in your deck, I really feel like this card is amazing because you're going to have other snow permanents. If you're running just all snow lands, you can have all snow permanents on the battlefield. It costs 2 mana. It's a really cheap enchantment. You can go pick it up for your budget decks. It kind of makes up for the cost of those snow-covered islands, honestly, which are fairly expensive. But yeah, I think this is a really solid card if you're already running other snow cards. It doesn't have to be run in a snow deck. I think it's actually a fairly good rate for this sort of effect. So yeah, those are my 5 cards that I really think don't see enough play that are snow cards. And I'm going to give you a couple of honorable mentions. Obviously, I'm going to mention Search for Glory, which is a snow sorcery costing 2 and a white. Allows you to search your library for a snow permanent card, a legendary card, or a saga card, reveal it, and put it in your hand, then shuffle, and then you can gain some life for each snow mana you spent to cast a spell. Again, tutors are always nice, especially for legendary cards, or even if you just need a snow permanent or a land or something. It works out great. Good card, fairly cheap to be able to buy that if you're interested. Card I actually do run or have run in the past on Thin Ice, came out in Modern Horizons. 1 mana, white mana, snow enchantment aura, enchant snow land you control. When on Thin Ice enters the battlefield, exile target creature and opponent controls until on Thin Ice leaves the battlefield. Great card, great removal spell if you're running a lot of snow-covered plains, or even in a dual-color deck. Cost 1 mana, really nice O-ring effect. So yeah, those are my 5 top picks for really kind of funky snow cards, but really useful snow cards that I think go under the radar a lot, plus my honorable mentions, which people have probably already talked about ad nauseum. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode, and definitely stay warm out there right now. It is extremely cold where I am. It sucks. The weather is just going to keep getting worse. So definitely stay warm out there, everybody. And yeah, have a very happy holiday season. Hopefully everything goes well and you're able to be happy this time of year. I know, obviously, with it being winter in the Northern Hemisphere here where I am, obviously the season can be difficult. And I just hope that no matter where you are in your life right now, no matter the weather, hopefully you can be happy this holiday season. So from my family to yours, have a great holiday. And I will be releasing another episode or 2 before the end of the year, so definitely be on checking out those. I'm already trying to set up some amazing things for 2023, so again, be on the lookout for those. And I just hope everyone out there has a good, healthy, happy holiday season, no matter what holiday you celebrate, if any. And I hope everything goes well. So yeah, if you enjoyed this episode, I hope you listen. Yeah, obviously it's too cold. I can't even remember my lines here. Anyway, so if you enjoyed listening to this episode of the podcast, you can find the rest of the MTG and Quarantine podcast on the usual podcast outlets, as your Google's, Apple, Spotify, Player FM, Rocket Cast, Pocket Cast, MTG Cast, Overcast, Breaker, and a million others. I can never remember all of them, but if it's a major podcast outlet, you've probably found the right place. And you can find me on the Twitter at MTG and Quarantine. If you find the happy looking Ulamog wearing a pair of headphones, you found the right place. I'd like to give another huge shout out and thank you to all the awesome people who support me over at patreon.com/mtgquarantine. So another round of thank yous to Mr. Big Benz, Anomaly, Nick S, Frugal Brutal, Jenna the Filthy MTG Casuals, and Coach J-Row for supporting the show. If you'd like to help support the show and help me make more awesome content, head on over to patreon.com/mtgquarantine for more information. and I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode of the MTG in Quarantine podcast. My name's MJ. Have a great rest of your day, everybody.